at the top of another hill and round another curve. The cyclist seemed to have vanished, and all was peaceful again. I began to calm down cautiously, and even to laugh at myself for letting my imagination run away with me. But then I heard the swishing sound of the air being pumped and stirred, and tires on the asphalt coming closer and closer at a too rapid rate. My spine tingled, my heart raced, my breath was shallow. I walked stiffly and quickly, too afraid to turn around and look. But too late, but there it was approaching, then overtaking.